dunamis, ability. What do you do with dynamite? You blow stuff up. And the power of God has been given to the church. And look what happened when it came. Look what happened when it came. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost had come upon you. And then he said that you'll be witnesses and start in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto the utmost parts of the earth. But look what happened with what happened in Acts 2:1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they was all on one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. And it sat upon each of them. And they was all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Notice Jesus had told them that, and Luke said, wait, and being you shall be endowed and endued with power from on high. Now hear this mighty Spirit of God that Jesus talked about. He will send the promise of my Father, which you heard of me. And sure enough, he had come on the day of Pentecost. The Bible describes it as coming as a rushing mighty wind. And when he came, the Holy Spirit, when he came, he filled all the house where they were sitting. It was 120 in that upper room. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. And it set upon each of them. And you, if you read the whole text, I'm going to skip about. They came out of the upper room, and people that had gathered there at Pentecost, they didn't know what in the world had happened. The only thing they could think of, they have gotten some kind of wine that had made them start acting funny. And so they thought they had got some new wine. But Peter said, in verse 14, but Peter, standing up with the 11, lift up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be it known unto you and hearken to my words. For these are not drunk as you suppose. See, they thought they were drunk. Seeing it's but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see vision. And your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servant and on my handmaid, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, signs in the earth beneath, blood, fire, and vapors of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, the moon into blood before that great and noble day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So these apostles, these followers of Jesus, began to preach. This was Peter's sermon on the day of Pentecost. If you read down through the whole sermon, you'll find out that 3,000 people got born again on the day of Pentecost. And they began to go and preach the gospel. Persecution came. The religious folks, they tried to stop them. They put them in jail. They whipped them. They did all kinds of stuff. But they would not stop because they had received the commandment and the authority from the head of the church, go in all the world and preach the gospel. And even today, people ridiculed people that preach the gospel. But I want to tell you today, this is the answer to man's problem. And this is why we must be bold. We must be bold and courageous and obedient to preach the gospel of Jesus, that he is risen, he conquered the devil, sin been dealt with, and Jesus had taken a seat at the right hand of God. Now look what Mark, let's look at Mark's account of what he said about Jesus commissioned the church, the body of Christ, the church, to go. Mark 16:15. Listen what he says here. Mark 16:15 says it like this. This is King James. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. See there? Go ye where? Into all the world and preach what? The gospel to every creature. You know, we get stuck on targeting different groups and races and stuff like that. But Jesus said, go and preach it to every creature, mankind. And the scripture tells us, you know, people get hung up on those things, but the scripture tells us that out of one blood came all nations. So everybody came from Adam and Eve. Amen. And God so loved the world, he gave Jesus. So every man, I don't care what language he speaks, what color of his skin, how much he has or how much he doesn't have,